Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and your community network right here at KCNR 1460. The time is 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many did, and many do, and you can give your opinions today or any day when you come in. Today we've got a number of, it's kind of a catch-up week, but the big thing is that my Thursday host, co-host, is here.
Good morning.
Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? You look lovely today.
Why, thank you very much.
Are you
fine?
Great
day.
I saw you coming in and there's sparks coming out of your ears.
Well,
and your
there's just a lot to talk about this morning. The front page of the Record Searchlight, oh my goodness.
You know, it's kind of interesting. And we do
want to get somebody not know how you get elected? Yeah. I mean, people make donations, and gosh darn it, that's the way the game is played. And you know who's complaining? Always the people who didn't get the donations. What's up with that?
Well, it's not, you know, that's one thing. But the other thing is, if we're going to talk about donations, let's just talk about donations from everybody. We see people out there that have gotten thousands of dollars in donations for their campaigns. Where'd that money come from? Besides these, the ones they mentioned, what about the other people? And where does their money come from? And frankly, Steve Allen, who I like, Steve Allen, and for him to say, to question money going to candidates after the unions, which he represents.
For years and years.
Thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars pouring into candidates. Steve, is there no shame?
And well, that's exactly right. And I happen to have been a recipient of those funds for many years while I was running for office, as well as the timber companies.
Union money,
timber companies, all of those people whose businesses survive. And you know what? They don't buy votes. They never bought a thing with me except access, and they cared enough to make a difference to try to get good people in office. They never guaranteed them a yes or a no vote, certainly not with this candidate, anything that ever happened. I always looked at their projects, which I would have anyway, but it was important to them to get good people in office. That's why people donate.
Well, I want to talk about that when we get back, but first, we go to our favorite Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Well, good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. U.S. stocks are making a comeback today after a six-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 96 points at 12,931. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 1,365. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 8 points at 2,943. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford's positive up 14 cents, trading at $10.83. Walt Disney positive 41 cents at $45.43. ExxonMobil up 60 cents, trading at $83.34. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 46 cents at $59.52. Costco's up $1.48, trading at $84.08. Safeway positive 4 cents at $19.13. Over in the Treasury Department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.89%, and the 30-year bond is 3.07%. Gold is up $3.30, trading at $1,597 per ounce. Silver is positive 11 cents at 29. Crude oil up 58 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Susan and Josh and Chris and Kathy. They make up that Wells Fargo Advisor team. They're located down at Park Marina Drive. Go on down there, stop by, get some great information from them. Now, we're going to take a break. Now, Linda's not here because she's got her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. But, of course, Trish Clark is here. And again, she's taking the Record Searchlight and beating it on the floor. And I'm not quite sure what that is. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Then we have the post office in here to talk about a great thing they do every year. And then we're going to move on from here. We're going to have plenty of time for today for, you know, in between guests to talk about things in the news. things that we are interested in. Talking again about the bloggers that are faceless, nameless people. That, you know, in which, again, responsibility for your remarks.
Own your remarks.
For actions. That's right. Carl Bott.
Trish Clark.
We'll be right back.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah. Say you will.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As police chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the sheriff's office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better. Better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 7:13 in the morning. Linda's getting ready for a show tonight, but I got Trish Clark here.
And we're gonna just have a lot of talk this morning about a lot of subjects.
But before we go there, we're going to talk to Bernie Slotich. And we're going to be talking about something that the postal carriers from the post office and something the letter carriers, America's letter carriers do every year. So, Bernie, let us know.
Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Trish and Carl. Thank you very much. We appreciate the time here with you. And once again, this is our annual National Letter Carrier Food Drive and for Stamp Out Hunger. And this year's motto, of course, is Nice Day for a Drive. So we're hoping, it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. But this Saturday, May 12th, is actually our 20th anniversary. It started in 1993 at select stations in the United States, and then it went nationwide after that, and now we include Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands. It's about everybody that we can. Anyway, last year we collected over 70 million pounds of food, and they were distributed, of course, to the food banks. And over the 19 years now since 2011, we actually surpassed the 1 billion pound mark.
Now, is this a voluntary thing, or do y'all just put like boxes out, or you're out there actively moving stuff around? How's that work?
Well, actually, it's kind of like a slam dunk situation with us, because the letter carriers they found out that since we deliver and service every address in America, you know, we stop at every home and business every day, 6 days a week. It naturally went along that we decided that the letter carrier drive would be like a slam dunk thing where we can ask people to, all they have to do. That's what makes it so successful also. It's so easy for people to contribute, because since we stop at their addresses and collect their mail, all we have to do is if they put a couple cans in the mailbox or a bag of food next to the mailbox, it takes hardly any time.
So all you have to do is on this day, and what day is it?
This Saturday.
It'll be this Saturday. When the letter carriers come by, if you leave a bag of food out there, they'll pick it up.
That's correct.
And take it with them.
That's correct.
You can't get it any easier than that.
And the food is picked up in the communities and then is distributed through the food banks in those communities.
That's right, Trish. We have volunteers from the Shasta Senior Nutrition Center. Marilyn Hanner there has done such an excellent job of coordinating everything for us, and they provide the trucks. They even provide the volunteer help when the letter carriers come in. And that's what makes it so easy for the letter carriers also. That when we come back into the station at the end of our day, they have people there that we stop, we open up the back of the truck, and they're right there to grab the food out of the back of the trucks.
And Shasta Senior Nutrition is the coordination point for the food bank in Shasta County, which then takes it back down to Aca and the South County and Good News Rescue Mission and People of Progress and all those people that have their network that distribute that food in each community in Shasta County.
And you know, this is a great thing that you do, Bernie. So, again, everybody can help just by taking some food, putting it on their doorstep or wherever their post or wherever their mailbox is, right?
That's right.
But if you got one of those multi-mailboxes, there's like eight of them in there, can you just put it right there?
I've collected food and actually in boxes, cardboard boxes, where people have set them on top of those cluster boxes. We call them the neighborhood box units.
And everybody donates.
And picked up quite a bit of food right there at those things.
Well, yeah, that's great. So that's this Saturday.
Right, this Saturday. And just make sure that they get them out there before the regular time of delivery so that the letter carrier. But, hey, if not, they can, I don't know if you want my cell phone or anything, but they can call the post office or me. And
give us a phone number. Say they somehow miss it, or the letter carrier is so tired from picking up a ton of food. And by the way, if they injured their back picking this up, does this go on to, I mean, do they get, like, special, you know, workers' comp for this?
Well, we
does this count as workers' comp if they pick it up food instead of letters?
Gosh, you know, I guess you're asking the wrong person. But
no, I'm just kidding. You know what? This is great what you do.
Too much government here.
Yeah, way too much government. You know what? This is one time I don't mind the government intruding on my house. You come up, pick up that food, and go. You know, our letter carriers are just great people. I mean, they take extra steps to make sure we get mail, because we're in one of those things they have to walk down steps and actually put the mail in a box, because we don't have, you know, I guess we're grandfathered in because we don't have to put those, you know, mailboxes up. So anyway, this Saturday, if you got food, it stays here. It's a food drive. They collect millions of pounds of food to give to the needy. And you know what? God knows there's a lot of needy out there.
Oh, man.
Right now. I mean, my goodness.
Like 16% from what Feeding America was telling us, the national organization that keeps track of all this stuff. One in three of those 60% is actually a child. So this is, I mean, we're proud. We're very proud to do this. And also, you know, we can't underestimate the fact that we're so proud of the communities that support this also.
Well, and I think it's important to note that we have such a good network here in Shasta County that makes sure that that food gets to the people who deserve it and need it in a timely manner in each community. And I think that's important to give some, you know, some attaboys to Shasta Senior Nutrition and all those agencies. Marilyn Hanna is just she is so coordinated in getting this food out where it belongs. Right. And so they need a pat on the back
as
well.
So just remember, take those 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 cans of food out. Or pasta or whatever, and just put it in a bag, and put it out there that morning by your mailbox. It will be taken, it will be appreciated, and it will be used.
And no gift is too small.
Okay, Bernie Slatic from our mail carrier, America's Letter Carriers, are putting on this food drive. Thank you so much for what you do.
And thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? This is what we're here for.
So everybody remember, Saturday morning or Friday night before you go to bed, if you sleep in and your mail carrier comes early, get that food out there so that they can pick it up as they deliver your mail on Saturday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 720. We come back, Bad Bob's going to do the weather.
Is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindabot. Trish Clark is here today to join us because it's Thursday and Linda's got her show tonight on the spot with Lindabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You can buy beans of, you know, exotic deluxe beans. for really great prices. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, plus the fact that Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community there at Tobacco and Brew. You know, they will meet or beat any price on tobacco. They give great quality and great quantity for your dollar, which is so important. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we were going to talk about Anselmo's.
And that's
we were
right.
We were going to talk about the fact, oh, the weather.
Give us the weather first, Bob. Okay, go. Bob's going to go,
You tease me. You tease the audience
just
and give, then leave
give,
them
give
in.
Give
the weather.
Yeah, okay. Sunny, high near 84. Breezy. We got some fire danger on the way, folks. It's 22 miles an hour right now. Could gust up into the mid-30 mile an hour range. That means it's going to dry things out, and if a fire gets started, it moves right along. Tonight, it'll be low at 54. Still under clear skies. Sunny tomorrow, high near 90, currently 59 in Reading. And this report brought to you by
Anselmo's Vineyard,
that's
as always.
Right.
And speaking of Anselmo's Vineyards, not only are they a part of this community and contribute by advertising and supporting good programming on your station and other areas, they advertise. They even advertise in local newspapers from time to time.
That's right.
And they do all kinds of promotions for the betterment of this community. And they also donate to campaigns.
My God.
Go figure.
Go figure that people do this. Now, why would the record searchlight? I'm sure it's an innocent. It was just innocent that it came out today when right after the absentee ballots come out. Oh, record searchlight, taking sides. Oh, what is the surprise about that?
I have to go back and poor Steve Allen because Steve's a friend.
Okay.
But I got to say.
I'm going to turn you loose here, Trish.
But you know, this is really, for him to have his statement there on the front page of the paper. Of course, he didn't control it. But, I mean, come on. That's his bread and butter game for most of his life, is getting sure, being sure that he picks out the candidate that's going to support his positions or closest to it and making donations. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of donations over a period of time. And now all of a sudden he's saying they ought to give it back. Now how would have he felt all these years of all of us candidates who he thought were going to support union issues and would give them an open door because that's all it buys. It does not buy votes. I mean, come on. What do you think a person is worth? You think you can actually buy Patrick Jones for $10,000? Give me a break. Cheryl Clifford for $5,000? I think not. But we need good candidates running. If you can't get anybody to contribute to your campaign, then you probably shouldn't be in office. I never spent one dime of my own money getting elected to an office, and I was an elected official in Chatham County for 20 years. All kinds of people donated to get me in office because they knew I would do a good, fair job, and that's all they're buying with this
money. See, the reason the record searchlight is Anselmo is a, you know, it's a target of opportunity for them because Anselmo has stood up to the, county. Now, let's talk about that a little bit, too. You know what? Anselmo, when he sued in his very first lawsuit ever. And by the way, everybody, this is heading there for arbitration. Yeah, that's right. It's not, it may not even get in there because, you know, both sides have taken a look at that and said, you know, let's take a look at really take a look at doing some arbitration here. That's great. But let's think about this. After Anselmo said, wait a minute, this is enough. What's happened in the county? Glenn Hawes, one of the main objects of attention, not running for office. Russ Maul, retiring. And this Board of Supervisors actually having a meeting to talk about the discussion of managing the departments. Gee, of those, only one was what Anselmo had asked for. He didn't want Maul's head. He wanted them to manage their departments.
Well, he did. No, that's not true. He did want Maul's head.
Yeah, but I don't think he said it officially.
Well, I think so. Actually, he asked for the resource development director to be fired.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
I think that was part of the intention.
Yeah. But the bottom line here is this: and then they go into, you know, this is the, you know, whoever this woman is, obviously is, you know, anyway. So they're going into who he gives money to, nationwide. Well, if you're going to do that, then let's say who gives money nationwide. Let's add a few more in there from our town. How about Dugan Barr? Who's Dugan Barr give money to? How much? And I mean, I don't. You know, only reason I'm saying Dugan is he's well known. He's progressive. We know he's interested in his community, but I bet he gives money.
These people all raise millions of dollars, especially federal money, and that's how the game is played. People make donations. They need to go through and they need to put down everybody who's made donations to these campaigns. I bet there's some union money out there, Steve. in some of these races, because that's just how we do it. And it's right and proper that they do that, because they really do not buy these candidates.
Well, you know, the thing is my whole thing on this is it was put there for a certain reason, and it was put there to hurt candidates. And that's why the Record Searchlight ran this.
I think it's
front page. Right after the, and Silas Lyons is going to be next week. I'm going to ask him about this.
Well, I certainly hope that the people have the smarts to look at these candidates and take another look at their qualifications, because it was a reason, and Selmo put their money behind
them. Business Network Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. A round of better than expected reports on the U.S. economy is pushing stocks higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 80 points with green arrows across the board. Shares of News Corp are on the rise after posting better-than-expected third-quarter results. Profit for the company jumped more than 40% from a year ago, thanks in part to higher earnings at its cable TV networks. Revenue also topped analyst estimates, and the company announced it's doubling its stock buyback program to $10 billion. News Corp is the parent of the Fox Business Network. And beauty products maker Coty is raising its offer for Avon by 6.5%. With the backing of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, the offer now stands at nearly $10.7 billion, but Coty says it will withdraw its offer if Avon doesn't enter into discussions by May 14th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 free sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at ReadingCivic.com. See all the high-fly and thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks, just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliances stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
Well, you didn't get it at a yard sale, did you?
Seriously, you think I would do that?
So what, did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. They sell new, high-quality GE appliances, as well as new, heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. At Appliances Direct, they have the full GE factory warranty, even on the GE scratch and dents.
Well, can they deliver if I need it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up and made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
same-day delivery and haul away? Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it? Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative store. Appliances Direct at the end of South Market, 244-1600.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl on the Bot. Linda's getting ready for the show on the spot with Linda Bot tonight, starting at 6. It's 7:35 in the morning, May the 10th. Wow. Big night tonight, California Forever. Down there.
Got some free tickets.
I got free tickets. And the KIXE presents California Forever. It's a movie about California, history of California. You know, it's a great movie. And we've got two tickets. We've got two tickets. For the first person to call, 605-4567. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight at the Cascade Theater. I promise you're really going to like this movie. And it presents California in a somewhat different light, a lot of the history, a lot of the natural wonders of California. And it's free. And tonight, give us a call at 605-4567, and you get a pair of tickets. Okay, in the studio right now, we have Senior Idol.
Celebrities.
They are celebrities. These are winners here. You know, Senior Idol is tomorrow night down at the Cascade Theater. Big night. And with us today, we have the winner from Senior Idol from last year, Gene Harris. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Okay, nice get up a little here. Bit closer here, okay? And then last year's winner, Victoria Robbins.
Yes, absolutely. 2010.
Though. 2010.
It was
that's
last
right.
year.
Last year was 11, 12. Okay, 2000. For me, for anything beyond yesterday was last year. Okay.
Also
here with us is Karen Maglino. Did I pronounce that semi-close? And you're from the company Shining Care. Lonnie Julius, who is the perpetrator of this whole thing.
Fabulous.
And Howie Harris, Gene's husband, who's been a competitor here for as long as I've been coming. So, hi, Howie.
Hi, I just keep popping up.
You do. And what great stories we have here. So tell us, you know, Lonnie, I'm going to pick on you. Tell us about Senior Idol.
Well, Senior Idol is a singing competition for seniors 55 and older. We're going to be competing at the Cascade Theater tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. All of our tickets are almost sold out, so if anybody wants tickets, they better do it today because there's just a small handful left.
Yeah, there is. That was the other day. There wasn't a lot of tickets. We were talking about it then. So, and in fact, my tickets are like up in the balcony. So.
Yeah.
With her parents.
Only $12 up in the balcony.
That's right. Anyway, okay, what started the Senior Idol? I mean, you started this like 3 years ago, right? 4 years ago?
This is the fourth year. Right? Yeah, the administrator of the Vistas, Carolee Baird, had this idea that it would be fun to have a singing competition for seniors within the Vistas Assisted Living. Then it extended out to inviting other retirement homes and assisted living communities. And there was so much interest from the community that we decided just to open it up. And before we knew it, we outgrew our small building with interest and flooded into the Cascade Theater. And now we're filling 1,000 seats. So the idea just keeps growing and people keep coming.
And the contestants aren't necessarily from a retirement home.
No.
What's the age on this?
55 and older.
Let me tell you about this. You know what? I truthfully went there the first year because Linda was judging and thought, I'll just be polite. Well, my socks came up over my knees. I mean, it was just so great. The singing, the snappy patter. You know, I mean, everybody there puts on a great show.
You bet it is.
And Howie and Gene, you guys put on a heck of a show.
I've got you under my skin.
New York.
That's right.
Wonderful.
In the first year, the gentleman that won.
Ken Westrick.
Yeah. Linda was so impressed. Everybody was so impressed. Standing ovation when he did a song from the Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Standing ovation. Linda took him, signed him up, and took him on the road with her for a couple of shows. And so this was just an outstanding endeavor.
Well, and the talent, I mean, I'm just so impressed. Because they get up there, they've done this before. They have such composure and stage presence, and it's like going to a downtown show in New York. It's wonderful, and anybody who has not gone and witnessed all this talent and for such a wonderful cause, it's just great. It's just great.
And tell us about the cause here.
Well, every year we pick a beneficiary to give the proceeds from the show to, and this is the second year in a row that we've chose Compass Shining Care, and we chose Compass because we really believe in their vision for seniors, and we really like how they really just have a heart for people in the community and come alongside the event and people in general, and so that's why Karen's here to tell you what Compass is all about.
So come on down, Karen, because we've only got like 5 microphones in here and 12 people, so lean in here.
Good morning. I want to first say thank you again to the Vistas and Taylor Motors for choosing Compass Shining Care again to receive the proceeds from this fabulous event. It is so fun to work with these ladies and be a part of this event. It's so exciting, and the contestants are amazing, as you've already stated. Yes. And everyone is so wonderful and kind and generous. And so Compass Shining Care, yes, we are a care management agency who provides in-home care for seniors. But more than that, I like to just focus on our vision and our mission, which is there are a lot of care management and in-home care agencies in this town, but we focus on providing hope and restoring peace and bringing restoration into a family who maybe is just struggling a little bit with the natural age progression that happens with all of us. And so it really is about helping people find their way and helping them, just become whole again when they're feeling a little bit desperate in those times as we all grow older. So, again, I just want to say thank you for this amazing opportunity to the Vistas and Taylor Motors and offering this to us once again this year. What an honor. What a privilege. So thank you.
Super. Compass is a part of a really great Shasta network that we have for our senior population. And it's been my privilege to be associated with that senior network for many years and work with it as a county supervisor. And I just applaud the efforts that you're making, and certainly this program, to highlight our seniors and help a worthy cause at the same time. It's very important.
Year, there are incredible contestants.
I bet. Okay, we got to take a break here. We'll come back and finish up Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is getting ready for her show on the spot with Linda Bott. Trish Clark is here, and we have Senior Idol here. And winners from the last few years, people are putting it on, the Vistas, Compass Care. And this is a big event. And, I mean, we're talking about selling out the Cascade Theater.
Tomorrow night.
and we don't have a lot of time to buy tickets. Anyway, we'll be right back. Take this break.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
It's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday night, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. and Somo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for her show tonight on the spot. Well, hang on just a second. Wait a minute. Wait. Bad Bob, if it's about this, we can have them on. If it's about another subject, I just wanted to wait, okay? We're having a fist fight over the phone. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. They have used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And here's the great thing. They are local people doing work here. I take my vehicles down there for maintenance, and they do a great job. They care about what's going on. They care about the community. That's Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Our guest, and I'm going to try and get through all of them, but the main ones, of course, are the winners and the contestants from Senior Idol. And our 2009 winner, 10, Victoria Robbins, 2011, Gene Harris, right. And Howie Harris, Gene's husband, is here because he competes every year. And frankly, you've always gotten my vote, Howie. You know, that's you're right in Howie. There. Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, tell us about you two were judging or prejudging the or getting into the preliminaries judging singers that are coming on. Tell us about.
Yes, right before break, I said they're incredible contestants, and that they are. We've got a really wide variety this year.
Are we talking country?
We're
opera?
Talking some. You bet. A little bit of everything.
There's always country
gospel.
In there. Oh, yeah.
Rhythm and blues.
Is that right?
Some really, really fabulous singers.
That's super. We're glad to hear that.
It was fun.
So what do you think, Jen?
It was difficult to pick this year. We had so many that the talent in this town is absolutely awesome.
How many try out?
What did we have? 30. Probably 35, 40
wow.
people, and they're just fabulous playing instruments, and nobody is, not anyone that I know of is really professional. Some of them have done some work. Like me, my shows were done when I was 7, and I'm not a professional. I did my singing to my children in my home doing the vacuum cleaner, and this was such a thrill for me to win doing a dance with cabaret, and I'm 86 years old this month.
Good for you.
So if you have talent, come and try out next year.
Watching Gene and Victoria. Victoria, you playing the piano. And was it your own song?
Yes.
And just remarkable. And, you know, have you been in music your whole life?
Or? Oh, pretty much. My dad was a pastor, so you know what that means. You sing in church. And
you knew where you were going to be on Sundays.
Absolutely. Okay. You bet. Several times.
So,
and in the middle of the week.
So did you play the piano in church? And, or that,
I
or
did,
that something
yeah.
came later?
No, I did. And then toured later with different groups. So singing is a part of our family, and grateful. Love it.
Well, I tell you what, we can't tell you how much we appreciate, Lonnie, the things that you all are doing out there. How much time is put in from this?
Well, we finished one of our rehearsals last night at about 9, so... You know, we start thinking about it as soon as Senior Idol ends 1 year. We start making plans for the next year. But we really get going in about January, and that's when we'll open up the auditions again. And then the show's always in May. We try to track it right with American Idol.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because American Idol's about to get over next week, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Well, we can't thank you enough for coming on the show today. So how do people get tickets? I mean, if there's any left. But how do they get there?
From 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock, they can go to the Cascade Theater and purchase them at the box office. Or they can also go online and purchase them at cascadetheater.org.
Okay.
And that's, again, tomorrow night. So they need to act quickly to get those tickets.
Okay, before you come on or leave, let's put this person on. Good morning. You have a comment for the Senior Idol?
Yes. Good morning. It's Linda Bott, and I am so looking forward to being on the panel.
Hey, honey. Honey. Hang on just for a second. We need to start sharing head things here. That's okay. Now two of you can use it. Okay, start again, honey. Let's let it go.
This is Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Tell the audience, tell the listeners out there in Radio Land, this show sells out. You'll be lucky if you get a ticket. It is one of the most phenomenal shows in the North State. You know, senior today is, we're basically all seniors. It's 55 plus. It's hard to believe. We don't think of ourselves that way. And this show is all ages, young at heart, grandkids, kids, family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, neighbors are just, it's like the room is transported into this one happy fest.
True.
Because you guys have all of you winners and the ones that are future winners. Well, everybody's a winner, first of all, for just showing up.
That's the truth right there.
So I just wanted to give a shout out, and I'm so looking forward to the experience tomorrow night. I thank you. And can't encourage if somebody's been sitting on the fence saying, well, I don't know if I go tomorrow night and trust me, it will really lift your spirits up that you want to be part of this.
You know, I really like the heavy metal group that covers Kiss. That's going to be on. They come out. They get a little assistance coming out there, but we know they rock. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Hey, honey, thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night, and everybody break a leg.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, that was Linda Bott, who's going to be a judge tomorrow night, and she has loved it every year. We talked about it, and she just is really fired up. Anyway, Senior Idol, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having
us,
Merle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
And now remember.
We love it. The winner on Monday?
The winner on Monday morning, 7:30. We've got a spot open for them, and whoever wins comes in here, gets to sing, and we'll talk, and we'll find out who they are.
Excellent.
You know that, you know what, and we're excited about it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right.
Looking forward to a great show.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got people lined up on the phone, and we're going to be talking, I'm sure, anything under the sun right after we come back.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. We all know this country is bankrupt. If your family lived on our tax dollars the way the government does, last year you earned $23,000, you spent $36,000, and you owed $150,000 on your credit card. I've been a bankruptcy trustee for the past 15 years. I know how to solve this problem. Cut up the national credit card. Stop borrowing and spending money we don't have. Repeal the income tax code. Replace it with a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. Government revenue will increase by collecting taxes from people not presently paying into our system. These solutions will make America strong again. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Home Style Services, Willow Springs, Shasta County Adult Services, Caravan, Jim Schluter of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. My guest host here, of course, is Trish Clark. Trish, you know what? I love having you here. Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For being here.
Oh, I so enjoy it. I so enjoy it. And we're going to do the weather now. It's sunny. We have a high near 84 degrees today. Breezy with a north wind between 18 and 24 miles per hour. 61 degrees right now. It's going to be clear tonight, but we're still going to have some wind, so batten down the hatches.
There you go.
And the new and the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Give them a call, 474-5546. They have music this weekend. Of course, and Mother's Day brunch is huge out there. Give them a call. It's a great place to take mom or your loved ones. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Let's go to the phones. Don, thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome. This is Don Schulman, and I've got just a couple quick comments, and that is, I've met Mr. Anselmo a couple times. I celebrate his success. He's just a hardworking man doing his job and giving back to the community, and we tend to forget that because of his success.
Those are wonderful comments, Don, and I think that sometimes we tend to listen to some people who have ulterior motives about an establishment, and we're not paying attention to the great things that he's done in this community. And you're right, he has a vision. He's building something really nice for Shasta County, a destination point, and we kind of need to focus on that. And he has every right to be a part of this election process and make donations to candidates who he feels will do the right thing in Shasta County.
And if you meet him and have a conversation with him, he's just like you and I. Just like I said, a hardworking businessman. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much, Don.
And thanks for being persistent.
You're welcome.
Okay, you know, we come back, we're going to have the Asphalt Cowboys on for a little while, and then we're going to have a lot more time to talk about, you know, things that are in the news. But the thing, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's the final word on someone, but here's the thing is you, when if I'm talking, I see somebody that, and we don't, and by the way, we don't give money here. Linda and I don't, because it gives the wrong connotation, because we do try to have, you know, we try to give it as fair as we possibly can. But if I was going to do that, I'd talk to somebody, to a candidate that best represented what I believed in. And then I would give them money to try and get that in. I don't necessarily believe that he or she's going to vote every way with me. I'm not stupid. But what I do want is, if I've got 10 things that are important to me, or 5 things, and this person agrees with me to 3 or 4 of those things, I would be silly not to support that candidate. And if I'm in a position to give money, why wouldn't I give money to help that candidate, no matter what their party is, to get elected? Because
Carl,
that's the idea.
That's how the system works.
That's it.
We the public, get the kind of government we deserve, and we need to be involved. And if we are in a position where we have money, that's how the system works. You put your money towards that person who, as you indicate, most closely fills your profile of the person that thinks like you do.
Yeah, where's all the indignation on the unions? But not only just, you know, the teachers union here in California giving so much money to Brown and Democrats, but what about the, quote, actors that give millions of dollars, and George Soros, who gives millions of dollars to Obama and others? I mean, where's that in here?
Oh,
reversion, someone did this. But what about the other side of it? And that's the part in here that was completely unfair as far as I'm And I expect
and
more. Silas and Bruce, I expect more from you, because you guys are fair. I expected more from you than this story right here. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got Asphalt Cowboys.
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama's headed west for fundraisers in Seattle and Hollywood, where he could set a record collecting celebrity cash at George Clooney's house, banking on his new support for gay marriage. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After President Obama made this announcement to Good Morning America's Robin Roberts,
I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
He called Pastor Joel Hunter, who has advised the president on matters of faith. Hunter says he told the president he could not support his decision.
I just said I can't get there by scripture. He knew that. I mean, that's why he was calling.
And Dr. Hunter tells me he warned the president this decision
could be perceived as not only an encroachment, but an actual attack on religion.
Hunter says he'll remain friends with the president, but on this issue, they're going to have to disagree. Dave?
Mike, Republican Mitt Romney says he's against gay marriage. He'll campaign in Nebraska today. There's a new fight over money in Congress, trying to undo the mandatory spending cuts coming out of the debt super committee's failure. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Leaders from both parties agree the more than $100 billion in automatic spending cuts scheduled for January are heavy-handed to the Pentagon.
If these cuts are allowed to go, the impact of these cuts would be devastating to the Defense Department.
Georgia Republican Rob Woodall pushing a bill that replaces the military cuts with cuts to public assistance programs.
Why are we not going to get an up or down vote on our idea on how we would replace the sequester in a balanced way?
And Democratic Budget Chief Chris Van Hollen complaining his party's alternative, replacing the cuts with some tax revenue, was blocked by the GOP, Dave.
Jared, hours after the torch was lit for London's Summer Olympics, Russia says it's foiled a terror plot targeting the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi.
Officials say they've seized flamethrowers, explosives, mortar bombs, surface-to-air missiles, grenade launchers, and other weapons during a raid in the breakaway Abkhazia region of Georgia.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Ground, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
There's a lot of death and destruction in Syria. Two huge bombings in the capital, Damascus, killing at least 55 people, wounding nearly 400 more,
at a military intelligence building amid that shaky UN-backed ceasefire. Syria is blaming terrorists. There are five more dead terrorists in Yemen, killed in a U.S. airstrike days after an American drone missile attack killed an al-Qaeda leader there. He was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. This is also right after that al-Qaeda in Yemen plot to blow up a plane was foiled.
Intelligence officials say security procedures don't need to be toughened at our nation's airports following the foiled al-Qaeda plot to bomb a U.S. airliner.
Terrorism is and should be our number one priority and the number one priority of a number of our intelligence agencies.
FBI Director Robert Mueller asking Congress to renew wide-ranging surveillance authority, while the House Intelligence Committee wants to know just how the CIA mission to stop the bomb plot was leaked to the media. They say short-circuiting the agency's work. The captured device now being analyzed at the FBI's bomb laboratory in Virginia. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
Mortgage rates are cheaper than ever. The 30-year at 3.83%. Freddie Mac at the 15-year loan, also a record low, 305. The King goes for a king's ransom at auction.
I'm all shook up.
An unknown bidder with really deep pockets is the proud new owner of Double Elvis, the famous portrait by Andy Warhol fetching more than $37 million at a New York City auction yesterday. Double Elvis depicts the king of rock and roll as a cowboy firing a gun with a faint shadowy figure of Elvis gracing the background. The silver silkscreen image offered for sale by a private American collector who acquired it in 1977.
That's Fox News Radio Steve Rappaport. On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow up about 30 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for her show On the Spot with Linda Bott. She's got a lot of surprises tonight, starting at 6 p.m. But so my Thursday co-host, Trish Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? Thank you so much for coming in here on Thursdays. I hope you enjoy it.
I absolutely do enjoy it. It's great to be here and visit with all these wonderful people that come to tell us what's going on in this wonderful Shasta County.
And you do, and you get to rant?
I do. I get to shoot my mouth off and then go stir things up and then just go home.
That's it. Hey, it's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room's going. Tatanka and John and, gosh, let me see. I can't read them from here. Max, Indie Guy, number of people. Today, before we get started, we're going to do our Wells Fargo Minute here. And Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
The major averages have moved off their highs this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 12,863. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1358. The NASDAQ Composite is down 6 points at 2928. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems, is down $1.61, trading at, trading at 1706. Apple Computer is up $2.53, trading at $571.71. Microsoft is trading down 18 cents at $30.58. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares, positive 24 cents at $16.01. North Valley Bank, positive a penny, trading at $12.78. Bank of Commerce, up a nickel at $4.10. Gold is up $1.80 at $1,596 per ounce. Silver is positive 7 cents at $29. Crude oil trading up 29 cents. Trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, don't worry about losing your place. I never have a place to lose. So, I mean, I start off and kind of on the side and keep going. This is a Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Park Marina Drive. They're great people to talk to about your investments, what's going on Wall Street. They're your neighbors. You know, you go down and talk to them, listen to them. We're going to take a quick break early because we have a bunch of wild people in the studio with us, and we're kind of watching them. But as we go into our break, we're also going to give away two more tickets to California Forever Cascade Theater tonight at 7 p.m. It is a story of California, just the wonderful parts of California. You know, no politics in this, some history, some beautiful scenery, some of the parks, all these things. California Forever. It's put on by KIXE, and it's at the Cascade Theater. It's tonight at 7 p.m. I'm giving away two tickets, 605-4567. We'll see you right after the break.
He's crazy over me.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick Cadillac GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, we can identify.
Yeah! Welcome back. Oh, hey, y'all just keep talking. It's okay. This is Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. 8:12 in the morning on May the 10th. I hope everybody's doing well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, good friends down there. They do a lot for our city. Veterans get discounts. Espresso Joe's for coffee and icy drink. It's getting hot, so they put in all types of iced lattes and stuff. And then finest walk-in humidor in the state. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. And they're our neighbors. And they're 35 years, Joe and Shelley. Do a lot for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. In the studio. You know, I thought Senior Idol was fun.
Yeah.
Here comes the next group. You know, I can't schedule these anymore on the same day. My heart can't take it. Because here comes Senior Idol, comes roaring out of there. You know, I mean, have you seen that much energy?
No, they're absolutely fantastic.
They are, and they're cute. So also, I shouldn't say that. They're cute. They're in their 80s. They're all. And so right after them comes the Yellow Horde.
Okay.
comes rolling in here, the Asphalt Cowboys. Hello, men.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Gordon Bach, who is the top hand of the Asphalt Cowboys. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
And Barry Weisswasser, the past top hand. And I got your name right, too.
You did. I was pretty impressed.
That's right, because everybody pronounces that a different way. But also with us, again, and is being, she's coming in as kind of a part-time host, Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Oh, it's just what, fourth time this week that you kind of like been here?
Well, I tried to catch every day this week, so you might see me tomorrow and the day after, too.
We're just going to give you a show on Saturdays here pretty soon. You know what? It's that time of the year. Trish?
It's rodeo time. Shasta County just lights up and becomes, I mean, this is just great. We are a true traditional rodeo town and everybody gets involved, and certainly the Asphalt Cowboys play a huge part in that whole program.
That's supposed to be us. We're the people that have the job to do that, so we do put on all the rodeo events on the week before.
Well, you know what? You guys do a great job. What can I say? Of course, everything. Okay, let's talk about what's going on this week. It starts this Saturday, doesn't it?
It actually started last Monday when we had a golf tournament, which was very successful out of Gold Hills. They did a great job of that. And now things are going to start tomorrow, Friday night, with the Top Hand Dinner. And from there, it just starts with our regular rodeo week activities that we have every year. The Rodeo Association, though, puts on a steak feed on Saturday night, and that's a lot of fun, and people should come down for that.
There you go. Now, the rest of the week has got a lot of things going on, too. Okay, so last week we had the golf tournament. This week we got steak feed, and it just kind of just starts. I mean, things are going on almost every day.
Well, Monday morning starts out with Special Kids Day. We bring kids into the rodeo arena. Everybody gets to ride a horse around the arena. Chuck Lima will have his mule team and wagon to pull everybody around, give them a little ride on the wagon, and we serve them up ice cream and sodas and send them home.
Well, I think Bad Bob said he's
sugar
done
them up and then send them home.
That's right. You know, Bad Bob says he's done it. Didn't you say you were on the wagon, Bad Bob?
No, but seriously, I did practically grow up down at the rodeo grounds, so, you know. Well, I got older at the rodeo grounds.
That's right. Well, you know, you come in the morning, Bob goes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I say to him, Bob, can I get a yeehaw? And he goes, yeehaw. All right. Okay, so that sounds like a great time. And so I like that part. You feed him a lot of ice cream, give him some chocolate to take home.
You know, right? Really, it's for the Cowboys, it's the day that brings us down to earth, you know. Seeing those kids just light up when you put them up on a horse, it's just an amazing feeling and just brings tears to your eyes. It really does.
You know what? You know, we have a lot of fun with Asphalt Cowboys. We have a lot of fun with things you all do. Sometimes we don't see beyond that, you know, the fun times and all these things, the great things you all do for our community. You know, this week we've had a debate on, a debate about a huge event that's happening here down in Cherry Creek Bottom. We've had politicians on. We've had, today we have Senior Idol. We have the food bank that the letter carriers are doing. We're having Asphalt Cowboys. I mean, community radio. I mean, this is our community. And look at all the things that are happening here. I mean,
always great things happening in Chatham
County. You know, we never know what's, I mean, well, we do, but we never know what's coming across the air, you know, coming into the studios. But every part of it's been good. We haven't yet to have a bad one. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Okay, now let's keep going here.
All right, so the funnest day we have is going to be Tuesday. And I hear there's a dastardly duo of the Lone Stranger and his sidekick are coming to apparently have a heist at one of our financial institutions, and we're going to go try to catch him again this year.
Well,
and how do you think you'll do with that?
Not very well.
And since I
don't know, I think it may work this time.
It may work this time. Well, you know, since Linda and I have not been approached, I can assume it's not us.
I'm not being approached either.
Bad Bob, have you been approached? No, okay, Bad Bob's shaking his head. His feelings are hurt.
Fortunately, we don't even know who that is.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
That's probably because you probably couldn't keep a secret, right?
No, if you tortured me, I would tell you.
You know what his idea? Okay, you know what Gordon Bach's idea of torture is? A light beer, okay? I'm sorry.
Actually, there's only, I believe, four Cowboys that take part in the planning and setting all this up. And they don't tell anybody.
Now, does this raise funds also, this portion of it? Or is this just part of the...
No, this is just part
ongoing
of...
ongoing great events that y'all are putting on.
One of the things that goes to promote that, yeah. And it does, you know, in a big way promote the rodeo. And So you're going to hear us on our trailer, on our parade trailer, and blanks going off, and don't anybody worry about that, but we'll be trying to chase the bad guys.
I think you go right by here, in fact.
We do go right by
and
here.
And I just want to say that I am so glad that you're still doing the blanks going off.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate you on a step forward up front. I mean, we had a little bit 1 year. Some newbies to the community said, and I am so glad that we went back to that tradition and said, wait, this is our community, this is
right.
how we do
That's
it,
right.
and we're going to continue doing it.
Stop whining.
I tried to bring back the live rounds, but they said, okay, it's blank.
What we thought we'd do is bring all the concealed carry and the advanced pistol class right out here when you go by, and let's just see if we can't light it up a little bit. You know?
That'd be perfect. That's no fun. People shoot back.
Okay, all right, so then we have the bank robbery, and then y'all run around, which is great. And if you don't know what's going on, then obviously you're nowhere near downtown. Okay.
Well, so in conjunction with that, we have the loot is going to be then stashed somewhere. The clues will be out to all the media. The clues will be in the newspaper. And so there is always that contest that you can win up until 5 days later if nobody's found it. And we also have a contest that is cash prizes for guessing who the lone stranger and the sidekick is.
Okay.
If you guess on the first day who the lone stranger and sidekick are, you win $500. If you find the loot the first day, you win $500. And each day thereafter until Friday, it drops by $100.
So who was it last year?
It was Monty Height and Cheetah Johnson.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't forget that.
So we know who it isn't this year.
Have no idea.
Well, Cheetah's not here
yes,
anymore.
Yes, you're right. We know
it's
who
not
it is.
Monty Height.
Or anybody in this room.
Monty Height or Cheetah Johnson.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We got the Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to talk about what's going on next week. We haven't gotten to the big stuff. I mean, that stuff is real important. We ain't got to the big stuff yet. We'll be right back.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old folks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's Greatest Game Shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:24 in the morning, May the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Thanks for the kudos about the debate yesterday. You know, we enjoyed that, and it's an important thing. You know, Trish, if we can get as many facts out as possible.
Well, I think that's important.
It is important. I mean, and let people make up their own mind. Because I tell you what, you know, look at all of the advertising going out there, and this is the important thing. Go out there and look at the people's records. Look what they're saying. You know, sometimes it's a little confusing, but when you hear it come out of their own mouths, it's not quite as confusing. At least you can hear them say it.
Well, and I think it's important to know that not everything, too much of the information is being garnered from the bloggers.
Yeah.
And those are people who are not identifying themselves, so they cannot be held responsible for, in any way for what they're saying.
Or who,
so
that's or like, who's employed they're in.
That's exactly right. So that I treat those like I did anonymous letters that I got, and they get filed immediately in the round can.
Really?
Well, because if they can't own their statements, they have no credibility.
Well, that's,
as far as that's just it.
I absolutely believe that. Hey, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, our friends down there, David and Robin Wright. Been in there since 1977. They will fix your, they're going to fix your motorcycle. They're going to make sure that it's safe when you ride out of there. You bring it in, and they've got the newest in 2012 bikes. Last week they had a test drive for everything. They've been a big part of our community since 1977. You can either sell your bike or trade it in and get that new bike. Financing is available. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard right there in Redding. Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guests are the Asphalt Cowboys with Gordon Bach and Barry. Wife Swapper, and Amanda Silva, who is Miss Redding Rodeo. I can't help it. It's, you know what? It's Weisswasser.
Right.
Okay.
Not to be confused with yellow water.
Okay, we're going down the list of things to do on that starts.
Okay, we've got the bank robbery over
okay, got
with.
The bank
we've
robbery.
Got the loot hit.
Okay,
now we're
hitting Chile?
Well, no. Right after that, Tuesday is the day that we do our bank and business decorating judging.
Okay.
A lot of businesses and banks have decided to participate in our decorating contest. They decorate their place of business, the banks, and we go around and
employees
judge
dress
those.
Up.
Yeah, employees dress up.
That's
with all kinds of Western garb and so forth. That's on Tuesday.
Okay, let's not tell Linda about this. Because she'll have, I don't know. Anyway, we'll be in there. It'll be the OK Corral. All right.
Okay. Well, that's
okay. So, what else is going on then? Okay, you have that.
And that goes on the rest of Tuesday.
Okay. And Wednesday?
Wednesday morning, we will be out selling tickets. And in the afternoon and evening will be our activities down at Rodeo at
Buckaroo Flats.
Buckaroo Flats.
Okay.
Change the name every year.
And that's when we get into the chili cook-off, right?
That's when we get into the chili cook-off.
Linda and I will be down there.
You bet.
We'll be judging that. We had a great time last year. So we'll be judging that. And
we appreciate
and
it.
And Buckaroo Flats is?
Right at the rodeo grounds entrance, right in front of the Asphalt Cowboy Clubhouse.
Yeah, right there. It's a good time.
We'll have our quick draw contest, chili cook-off,
you're cooking chili?
No, I'm eating chili. It makes the next day in the studio a lot of fun. Because these people bring up chili, and it's like,
oh,
you go,
judging chili.
And so you come up and you get that. Yeah, it comes out and you take the first bite. Some of them are like, oh, this is really good.
As soon as it touches your tongue,
you know, I'm in trouble right now. And they're looking at you because they want, oh, do you like my chili? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it slowly slides down your throat and goes straight through you. I mean, it burns a hole straight through you, so you've got to stand up, hold your head back, and hope somebody pours beer down your throat just to save you.
Which probably could happen.
I'm sorry. It's only an hour show. I'm just getting out. You know. Okay, all right, and then the big street dance that night.
Yes, and then the street dance with Double Take. We're bringing Double Take up again.
Oh, they're good.
The band. And those
guys are good. Yeah. Okay, so.
That usually is a good time, and we have a lot of people that come to it, and it is. It's right downstairs from our clubhouse. I bet you 600 people down there. It's a lot of fun. And the Marines will be there that night.
The Marines will be there. In fact,
anybody wants to come and meet the Color Guard.
That's right. United States Mounted Color Guard. United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming into town Tuesday or Wednesday. They'll be on our show Thursday morning. That Thursday, in fact, the next day. And we've got a couple minutes here, so on Thursday. What's going on Thursday?
Thursday we put on. That's obviously we're setting up for our breakfast the next day. Right. But we put on also a kitty pet parade in the Mount Shasta Mall.
That's right.
And that's no fee to enter that. And we have calves and donkeys and snakes and chickens and all the kids dress up, and it's a lot of fun. It's just a short parade. The whole program lasts about an hour, hour and a half.
I got to ask this. How does a snake participate in a parade?
In a little red flyer wagon.
Okay, we got a minute left. You know what? Usually we just take a half hour on this, but we've lost control of this show. So I want to come back. I want to hit the pancake breakfast and hit the rodeo and the rodeo parade, and then we can turn you all loose. But there's, you know, we're just happy that, you know, it feels good to be associated with a community that does this, you know. That takes the time, and you all are getting paid big bucks, I know, to spend thousands of hours on this. You guys, how much were you paid last year for doing this?
About as much as you think.
we're going to double it this year.
We got a free pancake breakfast out of it.
All right, we got to take a break. We got to get back to Miss Redding Rodeo. We got to let her talk a little bit here, too. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be right back right after these messages and the news.
Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Congress is trying to figure out how to get around requirements with what it calls sequesters, $100 billion in automatic budget cuts at the end of the year.
We believe the purpose of the sequester was to replace the fact that Congress isn't governing. Well, let's have Congress govern. That's why we're doing this.
House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Republicans have scheduled a vote to prevent deep cuts to defense spending, but Democrats say it's the wrong way.
We need to reduce our deficit in this country in a credible way. Number two, the meat-axe approach to the sequester is not a smart way to do it.
Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Democrats don't want big cuts to health care and social programs. Blind activist Cheng Guang Cheng says his brother and sister-in-law are under house arrest now in China. He's waiting for a government okay to travel outside the country. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch, the specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Viggers. You'll love it.
And Somo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. And Somo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, May the 10th. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Linda's on getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bob, but of course, Trish Clark is here. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I always love having you here.
I enjoy it
so much. You know what? They gave us some tickets for the pancake breakfast, but I'm not going to give them away today. this portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Trish would go there if she was going to get her hair cut.
No.
I mean, if you're going to get your hair cut like us, you would.
If I was going to get my hair cut like yours, yes, I would.
Absolutely. Now, I have to make an announcement here. We have the Asphalt Cowboys here. We have Gordon Bach, who is the top hand. We have Barry Weisswasser, who is the past top hand. And, of course, we're going to get her on, Miss Reading Rodeo, Amanda Silva. And I have to admit that since you two walked in, that the chat room has gone steadily downhill in the sense of what they're talking about.
It rubs off.
I guess it does. Okay. Max, your comment had us all rolling around on the floor here. I can't read it off on the air. But we were all thinking it was funny.
We enjoyed that.
And Coach Bob, yeah, yours was good too. Okay. Gordon, we're talking about events. How did you get involved in Asphalt Cowboys?
The Asphalt Cowboys they recruit people. They find mm-hmm. people in town that they would like to have in the organization, and it's by invite. And I was kind of lucky enough to get one of those invites and pass the interview, and rest is history, I guess. But it's by invite to get in the Asphalt Cowboys.
Okay.
So we don't have an organization that is only half the people. It's an organization you really have to have a commitment to be in, because we do a lot of events and we spend a lot of time doing it. So you really kind of have to love it, and you just can't be in more than one thing at a time when you're with the Asphalt Cowboys.
No, okay.
Not enough time in the world.
Yeah. And Barry, same. Obviously,
yeah, I came to Reading after I got out of the Navy in 1972. In 1974, I went to my first top hand dinner, and I looked around. Of course, I was just a baby, and looked around. I said, "This is a pretty neat organization, someday." And that year, Jerry Van Dyke was the entertainment at the Top Hand dinner. And so it took me another 25 years to be invited. But actually, I didn't work at it, okay?
Very exclusive organization.
Yeah. I have a question to ask you, Top Hand. Do you have any Jewish women with one leg shorter than the other in your organization?
Negative. But it's a private organization, and we accept no federal funds, so yeah.
That's a joke. Okay. And, you know, before we go on with y'all, Miss Redding Rota, you've been here so patient with putting up with these guys. You've got something to talk about Wednesday night. It's not just about the big dance and, you know, and everything that's going on Wednesday down at Buckaroo, but there's some rodeo stuff, rodeo stuff doing.
Well, actually, there's some rodeo stuff starting Tuesday. We have a co-sanction with NSBRA Barrel Racing, and then Wednesday, including with the street dance and just having fun, meeting the Marines and everything like that, you can also walk up to the arena and see all the barrel racing slack that we're going to do Wednesday and maybe go out and dance a little bit, come up and watch some barrel slack. So we'll have lots of entertainment Wednesday night for you to come down and just have a blast.
Okay. And Amanda has been really wearing the hat well, the crown well, for Miss Redding Rodeo.
Thank you.
Okay, then on after, okay, so Thursday with that, with the parade, and then Friday, pancake breakfast.
Friday, of course, is our big pancake breakfast, and we want everybody to come out and see at least 10,000 of your best friends. We're going to look at probably close to 12,000 this
What's
year.
What's the record?
Over 10.
And start serving at?
What? 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
We'll be down there.
5 till 10.
No.
And our goal, I think last year was our record with, I believe, 10,560 or something, real close to that.
Okay. Well, you're planning on, but you've got enough for like 12,000, though, right?
Well, we've got enough for 15,000. Okay. We think big.
Well, you know what? When you make batter and cement mixers, even though it's not really a cement mixer, but that's what it looks like. And what's the secret ingredient in your beer batter? In your pancake batter? Did I give it away?
That's a secret?
Obviously not.
Well, I think that you just might as well substitute the word beer for pancake around these guys. So, all right. So, you know, and that is a, you know what, if you've never been down there, you need to go down. Because I tell you, don't wait in line. I mean, even if there's, you're pushing, you know, you can push through hundreds of people a minute, practically.
Oh, yeah, because we serve, you know, over 10,000 in 5 hours.
Yeah.
So.
And there's places to sit and the whole thing.
That's what it's
like. Amanda?
You know what? Actually, I met someone the other day who said they've never been to the pancake breakfast, and they've lived here about 5 years. And, man, I harped on them. I'm like, you've got to get down there and try one of their pancakes. And I'm like, well, aren't they made in cement mixers? And I'm like, no, just go down and have a pancake. They're amazing. They're fun. They're hilarious. It's a good time to go down with your business, your friends, just the community, and have a blast.
Absolutely. 10,000 of your very best friends. You'll see everybody you know in the community. It's a great time.
And we don't use cement mixers anymore. We use an old hot tub, and we use an outboard motor to stir it.
Okay, now, the one thing you do have to, the one thing you also will see, because this is an election year, you're going to see more politicians than you've seen in a long time, all in one spot.
That's exactly right. Vying
to get on the radio shows that are down there. You know, we'll be down there. Linda and I'll be down there. For it, of course, as do a lot of the other stations too.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, come back, and on that Friday, then after the pancake breakfast is rodeo, and the next day the rodeo parade. We'll be right back.
And another rodeo.
Hey, I'm here, Carl Bott. I'm here with Trish Clark. You know, we're talking Asphalt Cowboys. We're talking Redding Rodeo Week, and what a great time everybody can have. Right after these messages.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted ass fall cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curves Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, 845 in the morning. Carl Bott and...
Trish Clark.
Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And so Trish is always here on Thursdays, and we've had a little rant today. We have, and
we got a couple more to go because we want to wrap up with the Asphalt Cowboys now and all this great stuff that's going on. Rodeo Week in Shasta County. I mean, this is just an incredible time. Lots to do. You need to get out and just enjoy the flavor of the tradition of Rodeo Week in Shasta County because it's just great.
And we have Gordon Bach, who's a top hand, which means he is the leader of the Asphalt Cowboys and a former Marine, which explains why he just, rose to leadership position. Barry Weisswasser, the past top hand, who was a sailor, which understands, his attitude. And, of course, Amanda Stovall.
Yeah, but the sailor got the joke and the Marine didn't, so I don't know.
And, first of all, we explained why we didn't think that was a joke, but we can't say it on the air. And Miss Reading Rodeo, Amanda Stovall. Okay. Friday is
the big bags,
and then rodeo that night, and then Saturday morning.
The Reading Rodeo Parade. We have right now about 100 entries for the parade.
99 candidates.
Three?
No.
Candidates are not allowed in our parade.
Really?
No politicking in our parade.
No, that would have taken you up to 200.
And since it's free, we actually years ago, we had a candidate who we told could not be in our parade. He tried to sue us through the Fair Political Practices. Since we're a no-entry fee parade, we can determine who's going to be and not going to be in our parade. And this is one thing in the bylaws of the Asphalt Cowboys. There's no politicking.
Oh, cool. Great. Okay. So, but the parade starts at?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and
get there early.
Precisely at 10 o'clock. It hasn't been late the entire time we've had it.
KCNR is going to be all through the parade. We've got Linda and I are announcing part of it. Rachel Lane, another part of KCNR, another group, another one of our staff members is out announcing another part of it, you know, as they come by. So, it's a great parade. And then that night, rodeo. One more time.
And rodeo week's over for us.
There you go.
We can rest at the rodeo.
We'll be asleep.
Is there any things like, you know, tickets or anything? Where do people get their tickets? Or can you buy a ticket that does everything? Or no? A lot of stuff's free.
Gosh, that's a good idea, though, the all-inclusive ticket. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, you might think about that. I mean, it could hit everything with that one ticket. Or, you know, wristband. Or
the tickets for the breakfast are still available, though, from anybody who's wearing a yellow shirt. You see anybody, we'll have those for sale up until the moment of the event, and it's $3 beforehand and then $4 at the gate.
Okay.
And what a bargain. Yeah. I mean, still. That's $3 breakfast, $4 breakfast.
Go to McDonald's and have breakfast and see what it costs you.
Absolutely.
Not only that, you get beer batter, pancakes, and you get sausage or bacon, right?
Sausage.
And you get a drink with it. And you get juice.
Orange juice, coffee.
Not only that, you actually get to see the Asphalt Cowboys doing this, and other people. You just gather everybody.
It's a great time.
You know what? You don't think you can flip pancakes? Well, when you start flipping, after you've done a couple hundred, you can flip pancakes.
Yeah.
Are you going to be flipping pancakes there, Miss Reading Rodeo?
I'm sure you're going to definitely try. I'm not entirely sure how it'll end up. It might end up on Gordon. It might end up on the floor, but I promise I won't serve it if it does.
All right. Okay. You know.
Eat your mistakes.
Last thoughts here?
I'll definitely on this.
Any last comments on the rodeo?
One thing I have to say, being in the Asphalt Cowboys, you look at the tradition of the Old West, and we're trying to carry it on and bring it to the community, get everybody involved, and it's a blast for us. It's a lot of work, but it's so fulfilling to see, you know, we'll walk down the street in our yellow shirt and people will honk at us and wave at us, and it just gives you a great feeling.
There could be a couple of reasons for some of you that they honk and wave, but
It's a great tradition. Those finger signals that I don't understand.
But you know what? You all stand for the community. I mean, I truly believe that you know, you do this out of love for this community.
This is our home.
This is your home, and you all do such a wonderful job. You know, there's so many great organizations here. I mean, really, it's very touching. You know, and people say, why do you live in Reading? I mean, because we run into people we've been with and know that live all the United States and Europe and the world and all this. And why Reading? And I said, you know, I wish I could just point at one thing. I guess one of the things if I could point at it would be this week and everything that you all and the community does to come together.
There is always something going on in Shasta County, and it's steeped in tradition, and it's a wonderful place to live, raise a family, and truly, truly be a part of the community. So many opportunities to share, and you just can't not enjoy yourself if you just get out of your house and go out and take part in all the wonderful things, especially during rodeo week.
You can get involved in this community as you want to be. And even more.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Okay.
Gordon
Bach, glad to have you guys
top hand of the Asphalt Cowboys. You just don't get that by just sitting on your hands.
No.
And Barry Weisswasser, who is the past top hand, and Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo. We always love having you here, man. Just keep on stopping by. We'll just give you a microphone. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and finish up this hour.
I got a couple more rants to go,
Carl. And then and we'll talk about what's going on tomorrow. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsRedding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back
down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bot. Linda, of course, is getting ready for her show tonight at 6 p.m. She's got a lot of great guests at 6 on the Spot with Linda Bot right here. And so my guest is Trish Clark, who we just love having on Thursdays. Now, Trish, turn it loose. I mean, she's been sitting here really saying, I've got some stuff to say. What is
it? Well, I just want to, you know, I've been listening all week and as we've had these discussions about Measure A and Measure B. And a lot of the discussion goes, and we've got some ads running on the radio stations right now, where they're talking about this money that it could be generated, jobs, what have you, revenue that's going to be generated, and it's going to go to Shasta County. And the conversation leads one to believe that if the money goes to Shasta County, somehow that is really harmful to the citizens of the cities. And I just never hear anybody say or remind people that if you live in the cities of Shasta Lake, Anderson, or Redding, guess what? You live in Shasta County. And the money that Shasta County would garner, 85% of what county government does, they do for all the citizens of Shasta County. You take advantage and are served by county government, even if you live in the cities. So for the county to have the money to provide jails and law enforcement and social services and the entire court system, and all of that is not a bad thing. The county government needs money as well, and it doesn't go someplace far and hither that doesn't benefit every citizen of Shasta County. And I haven't heard anybody say that. It's like it's a game between the city and the county, and if the county gets the money, somehow that's a bad thing. And it's just not. We need a county and cities who are well-funded to have a whole community.
I believe that. And, you know, I'm, of course, not saying
what
we're doing, but I understand what you're saying, is that money coming into the county, and this is the biggest thing that the argument is, well, it won't be more money. It'll be because they're going to be taking jobs from the other way.
I don't think that's true. I think you have to understand. You have a new group of stores coming in. Competition is good. Why in the world do you think if a Burger King goes up on a corner, a McDonald's goes right next to it? Competition is good. The more retail we get into this area, the more people we draw off of the freeway, the more people we draw from around. Why, I'm just saying, is Knight and Road a bad thing and Oasis is a good thing? Come on, this is a free enterprise. Government is not going to make these decisions. If you've got an entrepreneur that's got the money to come in here and build the buildings and put up the thing, that's not government's role or what have you to create those jobs. That's what private entrepreneurs do, and they do the market studies that say it's going to work, and if the Board of Supervisors has passed that.
5-0.
They looked at the studies. They looked at all these
Chamber
things. The infrastructure that's going to be built on that corner is going to benefit. Gosh, we've spent a ton of money on Stillwater Park, the airport, all those things, trying to make that area accessible. Somebody's got to do something to that interchange, and why not have the private entrepreneur do it? I'm just saying.
Well, Patrick Jones said, and he was on the show the other day, is Patrick, if they can fix the interchange, the traffic mitigation problem, would you support that? He goes, yeah.
Well, I think they'll have to do that to make it a go.
They've got to. We can't just be taking it out of our pockets to pay for this. Now, wait. Tomorrow, we're going to have on, you know, the people that were having money taken in their taxes to build the park out here in town. And then they said, oh, we're not going to build the park, and this has been in the, you know, what's happening to those people? Well, they're going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk to them about what's the deal on this park and, you know, in your neighborhood. I know you want to do these things. Also, we're introducing a new show tomorrow that's going to be on in the weekends. I think you're really going to like it with Rachel Wayne. Gosh, what else? And then we got a number of different things happening on the show tomorrow. It's just been a quick week.
It's a quick week, and we've got the election coming up. The absentee ballots went out. I want to just remind everybody, get all the facts. Look at all these candidates. Make your vote count. Know what you're voting on. Be a part of the solution and a part of the process.
Look beyond what it says right next to their name, RD. Look beyond that. Look at what they mean. Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Miss and a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The president heading west right now for fundraisers in Seattle and Hollywood, a day after getting off the fence on gay marriage. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After announcing his decision to personally support gay marriage, the president called Pastor Joel Hunter, an old friend and advisor on religious matters.
He's trying to follow his Christian walk as he learns more about it.
But Dr. Hunter says he told the president he could not reach the same conclusion using the scriptures, that on marriage the Bible is quite clear.
That's always been read and throughout the Bible as between a man and a woman.
Hunter tells me he warned the president this decision could be perceived by people of faith as not only an encroachment on religion, but even as an outright attack. He says the president seemed to regret that. Lisa?
Well, Mike, Mitt Romney, who remains opposed to same-sex marriage, is fielding questions on something that reportedly happened decades ago. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is this live.
Yeah, Mitt Romney acknowledges he played a lot of pranks and did some stumps.